Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Ready? I'm about to bring Hillary Clinton down to a completely 100% relatable level. All right? It's Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. You're going to feel like Hillary in about 2 seconds here. Monica Lewinsky, remember this 20 years ago? Monica Lewinsky was the intern that the president cheated with?
Yep.
She's got a special coming out on TV on A&E, and she's saying that she, 20 years later, she wants to meet with Hillary Clinton in person and apologize to her.
Wow.
For messing around with her husband.
A little late.
Right.
I wonder if she wants that.
Is it really a little... I think... to me, if I'm Hillary, the person that my husband cheated with, if they apologize to me right then and there in the heat of the moment, I'm not accepting it right away. I'm thinking you feel bad because right now all this heat's coming down on you now. 20 plus years later or whatever... when you've had time to marinate on it and everything, and you come to me and I'm a little more calmed down now and moved on with my life, even though, well, whatever, still with the guy. But I think it's more, I'm definitely more apt to take the apology and to have a conversation.
Everyone's in a different, because they're both in very different places.
What is she apologizing for? Why would Monica Lewinsky need to apologize? I mean, listen. Like, she didn't do anything crazy. Bill Clinton's the one that should be apologizing to her or Hillary. I mean, Monica Lewinsky is just, all she was doing is, hey, giving the man what he asked.
She knew he was married.
Right.
I'm not saying that she's more to blame than he is. I'm saying that they're both to blame.
But she shouldn't have to apologize, even if she knows he's married with kids or whatever. It's not her right to apologize.
Listen, everybody knows, I would say 96.9% of apologies are selfish. Because when somebody wants to apologize, it's usually because it's weighing on them, it's been bothering them, and they want to make things right. So the reason why she's doing it is because I'm sure after all these years, it's still weighing on her and she wants to feel better about herself. So save it.
Probably.
And it's, felt like it's, or maybe she just felt like finally it's the time because, you know, like Romero said,
20 years
time
later.
Time has passed. I know.
You couldn't have done it after a year, two, three.
You're stone cold, man.
It wouldn't matter. I don't know. If I was going to let it go, I would have let it go a long time ago. And I just feel like it might bring stuff back up where I'm just like, I really don't want to hear this. But if it's going to make you feel better, okay.
Wow. What's wrong with you people? I would love it if somebody apologized to me about something years later. I'd be like, wow, that's still on your mind? That really means a lot to me. Thank you. Thank you for apologizing for ruining my relationship.
I would thank them too, but...
right.
And destroying my life.
But I would know it's for you more than it's for me.
When Monica apologizes, Hillary should slap her.